Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 25, verses 6 through 14. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Proverbs chapter 25. Do not put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great. For it is better to be told, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. What your eyes have seen, do not hastily bring into court. For what will you do in the end when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Proverbs, the wisdom of Solomon. Now, if we look to the beginning of 25, it says that these are the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied. This was wisdom, we believe, that had been set aside, left in the royal records, but not necessarily known. Much like the Word of God after King Solomon's reign ended. But comes good King Hezekiah. His reforms and the people thirsted for God's word, for righteousness, for wisdom. And the men of Hezekiah brought forth this wisdom of Solomon, copied it from the royal archives for you and for me. But the title that is given here in 25 does not do it justice. A proverb of Solomon. But it's much more than that. Much more than the wisdom of a man inspired by the Holy Spirit. This is the wisdom of God. Which made me ponder then, well, what is wisdom? This is all very practical and it's very useful. In fact, really, the wisdom of God is eminently practical. The Word of God, what's more practical than forgiveness, life, and salvation? We might sort of boil it down into simple things. Be not haughty. Hold your tongue. Reconcile quickly and quietly. Don't be a gossip. Speak when you must, but speak in love. And when you need not speak, hold your tongue and hold to your word. Practical because, in truth, it makes our life easier. It makes the lives of others easier. That's because it does what God's word is set to do. To guard, keep us from sin. For the law convicts us when we violate these things and do the opposite of what Solomon would say. Lest he who hears you bring shame upon you and your ill repute have no end. Life will be hard. Don't do this. But the better wisdom is that these things for our encouragement, for our strengthening, to show us We have been redeemed. And I see this here in the word of wisdom. For what is wisdom? As Solomon would tell us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Of course, that was in Proverbs 9. He echoes a little earlier in Psalm 111, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, what is this fear? Not fear in a worldly sense, fear I have of oversized spiders. This is a fear that is born of faith. Fear that comes from God, a fear that really is a recognition of who God is, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who kills, the one who makes alive, a recognition of who he is, all that he has done, and all he has promised to do. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and it comes knowing God. And that comes from the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is the one who calls us by the gospel, enlightens us, and opens our eyes to see how imminently practical all of God's word is. Called by the gospel, we know God by the Holy Spirit. We know God in the Son, in whom we have been joined. Waters of holy baptism, that we may know God as the Father, and we as dear children to fear, to love, and to trust in Him above all things. And there I've turned in this wisdom to hear an abbreviation of it, a shorter form, given years and years before. You might recognize it. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. The wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom of God, and another wise man came along to tell us, what does this mean? To bring here in Proverbs 25 a fullness that is there in the eighth commandment, that we should fear and love God so that we do not tell lies about our neighbor, betray him, slander him, or hurt his reputation, but defend him, speak well of him, and explain everything in the kindest way. For the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord and knowing God is to fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. For His word is what brings us to life. It takes us beyond this civil righteousness of how to make your life easier, how not to hurt others and have them in turn hurt you, to a whole new reality. And we see all of that hurt, all of that rage of the nations poured out upon His Son. And in Him, it is taken away, that we may live as God's wisdom, enlivened by that very word of God made flesh, that now we are put forward, not of our own account, but of His word, into the King's presence. And as His Son says, come up here. Stand in the courts of heaven, for your case is championed by none other than God Himself. No secret need be anymore, for all is revealed in Him and buried at the cross. that we stand not with ill repute, but with the righteousness of God's own Son. With that word on the cross, it is finished, is that apple of gold, the setting of silver. And his word is like the gold ring in our ears. We speak then, not in darkness or fear, as the world would know it, but in the confidence and the love of Christ. Faithful messengers of he who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light to proclaim the salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus, God's free gift of grace. Apart from any works that we do, the works that he has prepared before the foundation of the world, that we may walk in. For we say, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.